Brief summary of key 9/11 evidence to be explained. Thanks to Dr. Judy Wood for highlighting the very basic and important evidence from the WTC disaster. Please see her website for references for these pictures, and much more evidence. What caused the towers to turn to dust? Why was there almost no debris after the destruction? On the afternoon of 9/11/01, the rubble pile left from WTC-1 is essentially non-existent. WTC-7 can be seen in the distance, revealing the photo was taken before 5:20 p.m. that day. How did the inflated tire survive the WTC plane crash fireball? This is an official photograph of WTC plane wreckage. How did this WTC beam get bent into a horseshoe shape with no obvious stress, heating or buckling marks? Why does the car, parked about ½ a mile away from the WTC on FDR Drive, look so burned that the door frame has wilted, yet the rear tire is still inflated? What turned these cars upside down? What caused this girder in the Bankers Trust Deutsche Bank building to crinkle up, when FEMA reported there was no fire in that building? Why was Hurricane Aaron closest to NYC at about 8 a.m. on 9/11? Why wasn't this hurricane reported as a potential risk to people living on the east coast of the U.S., and in New York? Why was hosing down of the site, including some equipment, still ongoing in mid-January 2008? NYC WTC site, January 17, 2008. Still image from Samsung MX10 video camera. Andrew Johnson. The above represents just a quick summary of the photographic evidence. However, there is additional video evidence and witness testimony from the WTC oral histories to be considered.